Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
Are you in a place where you need to work on your discipline because you not being in survival mode is making you get comfortable and it's making you slack off? Because the best version of you, the next version of you, right? What is required to finish 2023 strong as the best version of yourself is a level of discipline that you might not be used to. Maybe you relied on survival mode to get you here thus far, but if you need survival mode to accomplish the things that you say you want to accomplish, you will always subconsciously drive this toxic cycle where things have to get terrible in order for you to do what is necessary. Choose discipline instead. Choose to do the things you know you have to do, even when you don't feel like it, because you know that is what is required. Choose to do what is required, whether or not you feel like it, instead of waiting for things to get bad and extremely uncomfortable for you to move. Are you not tired of suffering? Are you not tired of struggling? If you're at a place where it's not the worst you have been, it's a lot better, and you are comfortable here, why not try to change the pace? Why not try to say, you know what? Because life has its ups and downs. Whether or not you choose discipline, etc., there will be down seasons that's coming to teach you a lesson, right? I mean that in the best way possible, because we learn from both the ups and the downs, mainly the downs. But it's not to say if you choose discipline, you will completely avoid the downs. But like, are you encouraging more downs than you need to have? Because if you need survival mode to do what needs to be done, it's like, if God wants you to move, it's like he'll always have to send you some type of struggle for you to get up. So while you are comfortable right now and while it's not the worst place that you've been in, get up. Like, get up and do what you need to do. Be disciplined. Stop waiting for things to get so uncomfortable, for you to get fed up, for you to have something to vent about every time you see your friends, before you decide, okay, I need to change. Why does it need to get that bad for you every single time? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a habit, it's a pattern. I understand. I understand firsthand because that is how it started for me. That was essentially the source of my drive and ambition as far back as I can remember. That's how it started for me, right? But now it needs to be carried by discipline and not survival mode. And it's not easy, but I'm making this episode to encourage you to look at it from that perspective. Stop waiting for things to go wrong before you get up and you do what you need to do. It's Q4. 2023 is coming to an end. Finish strong, okay? Finish strong. Get up and do what you need to do. For me personally, I didn't intend for it to be this way, but I'm realizing that this is actually what's happening. But remember I told you about tennis, right? What I'm seeing with tennis is the very act of me moving my body, it creates like, forgive me if I'm saying this wrong, yet science is not my strong suit, but I don't know if it's like a dopamine release, because you know how we get dopamine releases when we like go on social media, etc., whatever, but that's like a toxic cycle. I think the exercise replaces that, the moving my body replaces that, and I get to be outside in the sun, vitamin D, there's a social aspect to it. Moving my body, it has given me like the dopamine, forgive me if I'm using the wrong words here, But it's given me like the release that I need. It's given me the motivation that I need, because after I get back, I feel so much more productive and I'm out and about. I'm up. I can plan. I get back. I can work. Even when I get back in the evenings, it's like I can still do some work and I'm not groggy. I'm not tired. I'm not lazy. And I feel like me just moving my body is a huge accomplishment. And that feeling of like satisfaction and progress, etc., is carried on into the rest of the day, and it affects my productivity. Like, I notice when I work out, when I go to tennis, I'm more productive, whether it's first thing in the day or in the evenings after work. Somebody else who's, you know, more educated on this stuff could have a better scientific explanation, but that's just not what was happening right now. But I noticed that just moving my body actually helps. So I don't know if that'll help you. Maybe it will. Maybe there's a scientific explanation for it. But that's why I brought it up, because it's something that has been helping me, but it's also something that I get to cross off my list in, you know, my whole sprint to the end of 2023, or like, y'all know what I'm trying to say. So yeah, I noticed that that's what happened to me in Q2. I didn't know in the moment. I just felt like I was going through a slump. And I think I mentioned it a few times too in the episodes I did in Q2. But that's what it was. It was another episode yet again, another season of God telling me it's time to switch over to discipline versus survival mode. Okay, so that's why I'm making this episode, to tell you, stop, please, like, let peace know you appreciate it in your life. Attract peace, aim for peace in your life, okay? Stop requiring things to go south before you get up. I know it's not easy. A lot of us have been in survival mode for most of our lives. It is a transition. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.